This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
404-726-0929. We know what this season has been. We do not, I do not expect this season to be this way next year. But I also know you just can't roll the same situation out there and expect a different result. You've got to address these major issues. And we cannot ignore Spencer Strider has been terrible. All right. With that said, Mike, let's talk some Falcons. Because as we get ready for this final preseason game against the Cowboys, A.J. Terrell, best corner on the team, came out and says he believes the defense is in the right place. Under Jeff Ulbrich's system, Zach Harrison believes the defense has been getting better every day. Now, these are these quotes and you know, coach speak that we hear all the time. But, look, we'll tell you this firsthand. AJ, you know, last time we had a real intimate conversation with him, he said, look, man, I really need to get to the playoffs. I'm hungry for it. I've been in this league now a while, and I've not even had a chance to taste that. So I don't think, Mike, he's like pulling the wool over our eyes. I feel like AJ Terrell, if it was not feeling this way, that he probably wouldn't be saying anything. But I know you've had some reservations about Jeff Ulbrich.
Right. And I do, you know, I just go back to the Dan Quinn way of doing things, but it's different this time around. We are 3-4-ish as opposed to that 4-3.
Yep.
I just never like, you know, my beef was, and it was Dan's philosophy, and perhaps Jeff obviously feels different, maybe feels differently about it. I hate sometimes watching those, you know, those edge rushing OLBs kind of dropping back and then taking away the pass rush element. There's some things, again, I'm getting off the rails on the semantics of it. Just didn't like, you know, the talent evaluation of some of the things when he had input into the team. That was my beef. But look, if these guys respond, and they seem to be responding, and we've got true talent, you know, we've talked yesterday about when Jalen Walker can fully contribute, and that's not a knock on him. We're just waiting for him to be able to do all the things that all the other guys are doing right now. He's just been missing some time because of some nagging injuries. But I love the idea of Pierce coming off the edge. We got guys sort of like, you know, like Floyd. He knows it. Leonard Floyd knows what he's doing. We got some good athletic corners. Still a little confused about Hughes and his role and how that nickel package is going to look and how that depth chart plays out. But I'm not as funky on Ulbrich as I would have been, let's say, 4 months ago. How's that?
That's fair. And I do think time will give us, you know, once the season gets underway and we really get a chance to see what he's trying to do with this defense. And it's going to change, guys. I mean, week to week, you're not going to do all the same things. But his ability, and I think the reason why I like or think I believe we're going to be better is his experience. You went from a guy that's never called defenses in the NFL to a guy who's been not only a part of major staffs, Mike, that did, but he's done this job.
Right.
And I don't care what anybody says. Everybody thinks they can do the job until you get into the job. And you don't know. And so they took a chance on our last DC. Didn't work. The best thing that they did was evaluate it and say it's not working and move on. Not, oh, we can make it work and then bring him back and hope that it did. You went and got a guy that has experience in it. And so now he's got to show us how he's able to do things differently. But I think A.J. Terrell is right about it feels like it's in the right place. My concern, though, is still up front with these guys. And look, I'm not coming off this Jalen Walker thing until I see him. I'm sorry. Look, some of you guys are really upset yesterday. You thought I was bashing a dog and doing all this stuff. Whether he's a dog or whether he's an Alabama player, it doesn't matter. If you can play, you play. And so for me, I just haven't seen enough of him on the field as we talk about these practices. And a guy said, well, man, you know what? He's going to be – I had a guy hit me up today, Mike, when I was at court. And he said, Dukes, he said, he's a dog. He'll be fine. So you're telling me every dog has panned out.
Well, I mean, you're batting better, a better average if you're a personnel guy drafting Kirby's dogs. I would think. And I think that, you know, we always point to the Eagles, but these guys, for the most part, can stay healthy. He was only missing one game his entire career in Athens. We looked it up yesterday for Jalen Walker. This is just, the timing just sucks. That's what we were saying yesterday, and guys were starting to lose their mind. He can't do the things right now because of the hamstring / groin, right? You said groin?
That's right.
And because he can't get out there, he can't get the reps in practice. So that means if this continues, and it may continue for another week or two, he might not be able to start. We don't know. But he was listed initially as a starter when the first depth chart came out, coming off minicamp. But then, unfortunately, he hasn't been able. We can't tell you about Jalen Walker because we haven't seen him do anything because of some of the limitations. You know, going three-quarter with the walkthrough, that doesn't count, right? And that's some of the stuff we got to see.
That's pretty much all we got to see.
But that's not an indictment of him. We're just telling. See, this is where, just I'll make this brief. I don't know what this is. This soft disconnect between. Guys, Carl and I are having a factual conversation about what we saw, and then it becomes, you're killing a guy, or you're saying he's a butt. No, nobody said that. Now, Day-Day did have some fun with a clickbait tweet, which did get some people excited, but that's part of his job, is to get you listening to what we're talking about. But if you listen to what we're talking about, Carl, we're all excited to see Jalen Walker. Just haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
But all we're saying is frustrating
for
Jalen Walker. Boom. Again, I didn't say that last
part. But I did ask the question, did we get the right one? Look, we don't know that yet.
Until we see him.
So, again,
I don't know that Pierce is going to be the guy, but Pierce has looked pretty darn good in camp so far.
That's where I'm at, and I didn't back off of that either. 404-726-0929 as we talk about this and whether the defense is in the right place, as A.J. Terrell said. But that's my concern. It's like, you don't have all the bullets right now. You got a really pretty gun, but you don't have all the bullets. And until you do, then I can't evaluate what this is truly going to look like up front. Because you can tell me, oh, we'll be fine, and we probably will be. But to draft a guy in the first round and have the expectations of a Micah Parsons, and then to say, well, if he doesn't play, it's okay? How?
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's we know when he fell to us at 15, it blew our minds. Mykal Williams. See, this goes back to the type of player. You know, we know what this guy's capable. Georgia fans saw this guy, the heart of a lion, you know, just killing it. You know, throwing guys around in those Texas games, all guys that got drafted to go to the NFL, we know what he's just slightly smaller than Micah Parsons. Can't wait to see it. And it is frustrating. I can't lie to you. It is frustrating not being able to see it.
It is.
But that's not a knock on. Again, I don't know if Pierce Jr. is going to be better or he's going to be better. It would be ironic that the guy that everyone says we were reached for may be better. But again, you can't make that determination. Yeah, we haven't seen him in a game that matters.
Mm. All right. Do you feel like from what you're hearing, what you've seen? Look, we saw so many of you guys out there at practices, the open practices on the hill and checking this team out. And even in the joint practices, Mike, where you got a chance to see a little bit more than you normally would. How do you feel? Do you think AJ is like, hey, this thing, it looks like it's in the right place? The problem is you haven't seen any of these starters in the preseason on the defensive side. You've seen rotations, but you haven't seen the guy like – on that first Sunday, when we run out onto the field and Baker Mayfield and company are out there, and you see how we approach that, and you see the group that's going out there, now, Mike, that's the group I need to evaluate.
Right. First off, you got to keep Baker Mayfield back there in the pocket. You know, you've got a bunch of – can't let Bucky Irving get off and do his thing. We talked about Ibuka from Ohio State, who a lot of things people talk about how good this guy looks, even without Godwin, who may miss week one. Still got to deal with Mike Evans, you know what he's all about. They got a really robust defense. We feel pretty good about our offensive line. They certainly feel good. There's no worries about Caleb McGarry as the blind side protector. You know, the only major concerns I have now is, you know, what happens if something happens to Mike Hughes?
Mm.
Who's opposite A.J. Terrell? We picked up C.J. Henderson. He was actually drafted higher than A.J. Terrell, but he's unfortunately had injuries and has had no traction, Carl. Just 3 interceptions his whole career.
Yeah.
I know he's a name to a degree, but do we have those guys in the secondary to pull off what Ulbrich wanted? Now, Ulbrich, the positive about Ulbrich, guys were loving what he was doing with the Jets until he had to become a head coach because they fired the head coach, so the D.C. had to become the head coach. But there were positive notes on him and the job he did with the Jets, for what it's worth.
Yeah, and I just think, again, that was a tough – again, you know, we don't know all the things that were going on, but I think that was a tough situation for him to step in. The defense, by the way, go back and look at the Jets' first 5 weeks when Saleh was there and how good they were, and – Ulbrich is involved with that, and then his responsibilities change and the team starts to fall apart. There's a lot of stuff there. Either way, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I hope that they get off to a good start. Real quick, I just want to mention this because I saw it, Mike, and she's been such a big topic of conversation. Sophie Cunningham, did you see this? She's going to miss the remainder of the season. only because she's been such a hot topic in the world of WNBA.
Hot topic is the right way to put it.
Well, apparently suffered an injury, and now she's going to miss the remainder of the season. So I'm only bringing this up because the Caitlin Clark phenomenon, she's been hurt all year for the most part, and now her counterpart here, Sophie Cuttingham, is done for the season.
Yeah, so she's kind of like the enforcer. She's kind of like the Marty McSorley. If she's Wayne Gretzky, Caitlin Clark, I mean, we all talked about her stepping up when she got her teammate got bashed around. Yeah, man, it's just – it is tough because, you know, everybody wants to just be, to a degree, the prisoner of the moment on the WNBA. People want to prop it up. Oh, it's fantastic. Well, when you lose the stars that are the most marketable, not so good. Not such a hot commodity. You know, all these valuations are based on this trajectory that these stars will continue to put fannies in the seats. You know, the TV numbers without Caitlin Clark are pretty abysmal. You know, keeping it real. You know, I know Atlanta Dream's having a great season. We got Dream fans that say, talk more Dream. And they're kicking butt. But, I mean, but the bell cow for this league, you said it. Those two aren't. Sophie sort of become the byproduct of that. But you're right. You know, you got Caitlin Clark on the sideline right now.
Yeah, she's been out a whole lot this season. Hey, man, we got a lot more to dive into here on the show. We hope that you are having a great day. We'd love to hear from you guys. Can text us, right, at 404-726-0929. Many ways to get at us, social media, whether it's text, tweet, whatever you want to do, you can find us and let us know what you're thinking, whether it's about the Braves or the Falcons. Lots of teams, college and pro, naming their starting quarterbacks. We got to talk about the one that I think a lot of people may be surprised about, but I'm not. Mike, they brought him in for this reason, and now he has been named the starter. Also, we'll get you the latest on this contract dispute with the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike mentioned this. He said, look, we want to see our quarterback, which we have. But did you guys watch any of this thing last night with the Bengals last night?
Burrow, I appreciate a guy trying to make plays. We'll get into it in depth, but you know, it's a meaningless football game. The one thing you can't do with the Bengals, though, in the preseason, bet the over. Matter of fact, bet the overall season. And I still don't understand this whole Hendrickson thing. And how are you going to screw up, basically? Saw them talking about this on ESPN the other day. And it's not like hype. It's true. You're wasting the best years of Joe Burrow by monkeying around with one of your star players. You got to pay a 30-year-old defender the money because he's your best defensive player.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, with Trey Hendricks, you have to.
No, I don't get this. And look, Burrow lobbied for his receivers to get paid and Higgins and Chase, and they did. I don't know how much more he can go in there and say, look, now I need you to take care of this guy. I think he can. He's the franchise guy. And maybe he's already done that, Mike. But maybe, as you said, this ownership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Is a joke.
Yeah, the Brown, it's Mike Brown is, you know, the son of Paul Brown. It's the Brown family, not the Cleveland Browns, but the Brown family owns the Bengals. And they are notoriously cheap. And now, again, what are you doing? You know, and they're, by the way, their schedule. I mean, the Browns have got a brutal schedule. That whole division kind of cannibalizes itself with their out of division opponents. It's a brutal schedule for everybody in that division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.